Augustine, how are you doing today?
Hi, Ruby. Very good, thank you.
That's great. Now, when we look at solitude, how does this differ from other states or situations such as isolation and aloneness?
Well, what is important to remember is that the fact of being by yourself is aloneness, and that's an objective state. There's no one near you. But then that can manifest as solitude or isolation, and it's just the positive or the negative side of being by yourself. So the negative side is isolation, which carries on the mental health issues, depression, etc. But solitude is perhaps the positive side of it. And it's actually sought after by creatives, authors, researchers, and so on, to find that unique space in which they can actually do more productive work. And perhaps just to add to that, you can also feel alone in a group of people. So what's interesting is for you to be in solitude, you need to be by yourself. But for you to be alone or feel lonely, it could happen surrounded by many, many people.
Of course. And that makes absolute sense. Like, you can be surrounded by people and still be alone. So recently you walked alone for 42 days from Melbourne to Sydney. That's incredible. Can you tell us a bit about your journey and what that experience was like?
Yeah, it was an amazing journey. And so what I wanted to experience was isolation firsthand. And I wanted to experience the ability of being alone and using that as a thinking tool. Because of my work, I was traveling a lot between Melbourne and Sydney, obviously by plane back then. And in an hour's flight in one day, I would come and go very frequently, or just send the emails, you know, as we usually do, or this conversation. I'm now in Melbourne talking to you in Sydney. But I wanted to know what type of society will we have if instead of sending emails or catching a plane, we will actually have to walk there. What will happen to that idea that started in Melbourne as something? How will it evolve through time and through the distance during 42 days? Back then, I didn't know how long it was going to take me. Now it turns out to be 42 days. But yeah, it was an interesting experience that I believe solitude can increase the diversity of ideas as opposed to the number of ideas.
Right, of course. And in your opinion, how are we seeing career trends change that promote more individual isolated work?
Well, it's an idea that it's starting to emerge as a reaction of the increased collaboration. A few years ago, everything was about collaborate. And what we're increasingly realizing is that there's a cost involved in collaborating. There's a cost in time, money, and also cognition. And so the message is starting to be a bit more nuanced, a little bit more qualified. Let's not just collaborate as much as we can, but let's design our interactions. So let's try to more conscious of how, why, and when we interact. And and that's perhaps a little bit of a new movement coming up, and also value solitude and this idea of developing ideas in isolation, and then once they have their own strength, put it back to the domain and see what happens to them.
Yeah, of course. Let's see, because like I'm thinking about it, and personally I'm a very cooperative person. I always have been. And I would find it almost near impossible to work in isolation. I think I'd go crazy. Do you think that working in isolation, while it can bring up new ideas and be like almost a completely different but still positive way of working, do you think it might only be like kind of, it would only work with very specific types of people?
Absolutely. And I mean, of course, there are different people that react to this environment differently. There was a very good book called Quiet by Susan Cain, that she was one of the first to raise these issues saying, well, hold on, Most of the things that the way we have designed society or the workplace, pretty much reward some type of behavior, which is the extrovert, people that benefit from talking to others. But what about, if anything, the 50% of other side of the population that follow different ways of thinking and interacting with others? So in your case, perhaps, and this is not a black and white scale, of course, there are different spectrums, but some people will sit in different side of the scale. And what we need to recognize is exactly what you're saying, the differences that some people might benefit from increased collaboration and others from perhaps more isolated or solitude environment.
Yeah, of course. And actually, speaking on that, to what extent can isolation be a positive experience in regards to work and life?
Well, as I was saying before, it can be negative or positive. One of the key ingredients for it to be positive is that it has to be out of self-choice. It cannot be imposed. So it's something that you make the decision to be by yourself. In my case, I enjoy solitude because I make the it was my own decision. But if that was imposed to me, you know, for the next 42 days, you're going to be by yourself and you have no choice of it, I might have a completely different experience. So the fact that you can actually choose is what makes the experience so much more positive. But there are some jobs that people do not have the luxury of choosing. And I just recently wrote a paper for The Conversation, which comments on two researchers in a remote research facility in Antarctica. And one stopped the other because he kept telling him the ending of the books he was reading. Another one because of the cabin fever effect. Jobs, bus drivers. So you don't have to be a researcher in Antarctica. You know, you can be a truck driver and feel isolated because of your long hours driving and so on. So it's important to understand that some people might have the luxury of finding their perfect balance of engagement and aloneness, and some others might not. So we need to be particularly careful about those people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Augustine. It was lovely to talk to you about this.
On the contrary, thank you very much for the opportunity, Ruby.
No worries.